This podcast is supported in part by Wake Forest Baptist Health, the exclusive healthcare sponsor of The Martha Bassett Show. Wake Forest Baptist Health. Discover the healthcare of tomorrow together. You are listening to an interview with Tiny Desk winner Galen Lee when she joined our 2018 season finale. Galen returns to the area on November 5th as we partner with the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County to present Galen Lee, A Creative Conversation. Galen and Martha will discuss Galen's life and work as an artist, and we'll all play some music to round out the evening. So please join us at the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, North Carolina at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. For tickets and information, visit www.intothearts.org.
It's the Martha Bassett Show podcast, coming to you from the historic Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. The Martha Bassett Show features emerging national artists, fresh local faces, and me, Martha Bassett. You can keep up to date on our entire schedule at MarthaBassettShow.com. I hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, I'm going to start the loop, and then when I come in, you're going to come in with me. We'll do it twice, and you'll just keep going till the end. I believe in you. You can do it.
Seems to be pretty good, like, synergy or whatever. Right. That's a stupid word, so you can delete that part from this podcast.
I'm not a corporation. I can't use that word.
Synergy.
Oh, no.
S-I-N.
Oh, crap. Well, yep. No.
I thought it was super interesting when I went in to music all in for career, how much baggage there is. Baggage. Can you tell I'm from Minnesota?
Yeah, that was good.
Baggage. I don't know how you say it here.
Feel like a bird in the sky. Fly running round and I can't fall down. You make me feel so free. Like I just came awake, not afraid to be.
Yeah, maybe just what eventually the arts and accessibility stuff that I've been talking about. Because it's not about like so much like people with disabilities can do stuff, which I mean, it's true. But I mean, like specifically, I've been talking about how to make the arts more inclusive lately.
Right. Yeah.
And it's been a fun thing that fits. You know, if you don't get to be a touring artist unless you have opportunities to get better. Right. And like start for it, you know what I mean? So like thinking about the whole arc of a person in the arts, it has to start at the beginning and then keep going through being a professional or whatever. So, I mean, and that's, you know, I think right now it might seem like there are less people with disabilities in the arts, but in reality, I think it's just it is a lot harder right now to do what we're doing. I mean, I'm not going to be like, poor me. This is terrible, but there is like some significant barriers and there are venues that I just can't play at if I want them to be accessible. And so that being said, I think it's harder to be like, of course I want to be a performing artist when you know it's going to be like an uphill battle, you know, you have to really want to do it.
Right.
And so I think if it was easier there, you'd probably start seeing more people. Or just more welcoming in general. I think you'd start seeing it. And then you could use the lifts that you put in. Because I know they're not cheap, but they are like super usable. I walked in and I was like, oh, I hope there's a lift. There's a lot of stairs. I was like, I don't know how they're going to find a ramp for this thing. Okay.
I want to ask you about the new record,
which is
phenomenal. I mean, it's a gorgeous record, and so we're huge fans of Lowe and Alan. Like,
we recorded Holy Ghost on
we
our
actually
last
recorded
record.
Holy Ghost.
I love that song.
I'll give you a copy.
And I think, you know, but like that, the songs on that, and people that I know who are listening to, like Sarah, because, you know, we have to learn a lot of the music, but not a lot of people fall in love with the whole album of what we're working on.
Yeah.
I can't tell how many people have been like, that is just one stellar, stellar album. I mean, you hit a sweet spot there. What was it? A quick process, or did it take a long time with him? And I know a lot of other people were involved on it too.
Alan, it's funny. So yeah, this album was a long process. It was about a year from start to finish. And because we weren't home a lot, so we kind of had to work on it when we were home. But the songs span like my very first song I ever wrote to like a song I wrote while we were recording. Mm-hmm. So it's a really random range, but it's all the songs that I basically hadn't recorded yet, and I wanted them somewhere. And Alan and I started playing together in 2011, and during our band days, which I mean still theoretically exists, we just don't get to play very often, but whenever we can, we do. But yeah, it's not like a regular thing anymore. But I wrote three of them, so like I See It Too, Moment of Bliss, and Someday We'll Linger in the Sun, while I was playing with him. So we would play them together a lot. So I called him and I said, well, I really want to record these ones. Are we going to do another album soon, or should I just do them? And he's like, well, you can do them, but can I play on them? And I was like, yeah, that would be great. So he played on three of the tracks. Mm-hmm. And then he assistant produced, which means like he came to some of the mixing, and he definitely had his fingerprints in the three that he was in. But actually, it was me and Dave Mayling and Al Church. They're three.
They're great.
They are. And so I had a dilemma. So I was playing with Al Church a lot because Al Sparhawk's really busy. And so I had started playing with Al too. And we had we actually call him Al too because Al Sparhawk is one. Al 1 and Al 2. So we played, Al 2 and I played a whole bunch of shows. And he helped me with my first album was completely solo. Like, nobody else was involved at all. And then the second album was me and Al. And then the third album, the Christmas album, was also me and Al. But then I couldn't get Al or 1 or 2 to do this one gig with me, and I needed a guitar player. And so I asked Dave Mayling, who I had been watching since he was, like, 16. I mean, he's really good. And so is Al Church. They're both, like, just super genius kids, you know, they always have been. And so I had a gig with Dave, and it was super fun. And I was like, crap, now I like playing with two people. Like, what am I gonna do? And then I was like, well, they actually both play guitar and keys, and Al actually plays drums. So I was like, how fun would it be to make a project with the two of them? And I talked to him, and we were gonna maybe look for a producer. But then Al is like, I think between the three of us, we could figure it out. Like, I don't really think we need one. And so Al Sparhawk stepped in occasionally, but it's true. I think it would have been maybe too many cooks in the kitchen. And I did have a pretty, like, I mean, like, most of the songs, I mean, almost all of it is super collaborative, but there were some times where I was like, no, this is what I want. And then there was nobody, like, fighting with me, which was nice to, like, yeah. I mean, we definitely, it was funny. There was one part on a song where I was like, maybe we should take out the acoustic guitar. And Al's like, only if you hate sunshine. And he's like, if you do that, I'm quitting. And I was like, okay, I guess we won't do that. I mean, he was like, no. So, but it's good to have that opinion, you know? I only play violin, and so I was like a little nervous about jumping into an album with like a ton of instrumentation and not having the vocabulary for it, or even the knowledge of the chords. Like, they, you know, Dave charted all the chords for the band, and like, so yeah, that was a good collaborative effort. But working with Alan Sparhawk definitely prepared me to like think more creatively. And then the ones he was involved on, I was really happy to have his like support. But I mean, it's pretty different than a low album. So I'm glad that it was the three of us like at the helm, just so that I could make sure it really felt like my voice, you know? Because Alan and I, our project together, it's not really the same voice. It's a different version, which I like, but it's just not the same. This is way poppier, probably, is what the difference is.
But it's just, it's the way the violin threads throughout, and the messages and the lyrics and the vocals, and it frames it all. A lot of records I don't enjoy as a cohesive unit.
Yeah.
And man, that's a real nice that way. The whole thing just works together. So,
well, I thought about the song order a ton because they're all pretty different. And I was like, somebody early on was like, well, I don't know, is this even an album? Like, there's so many things going on, and they're all so different. And I was like, I think there's a way to make it feel like an album. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it has to do with where you put mm-hmm. the songs. And so mm-hmm. we messed with it a lot, and finally found an order that I felt like really flowed. And the strings throughout really helped. I think
yeah.
the person was listening to the rough mixes where I hadn't added the overdubs of the strings, and it really changed the connective tissue, I think, mm-hmm. To have the violin throughout the whole thing. But that was such a fun project, because then we mixed at the studio, and we did it with tape or whatever. I don't know how to explain yeah. that. But anyways, but we spent a lot of time, like I put a lot of little things, and they did too, like the guys where, like, you probably won't notice it on your first couple listens, but then you might notice
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, no.
Because I was, yeah, I don't
that's
know.
That's ear candy. I love that
It was
stuff.
Fun. I was kind of like, well, I did a GoFundMe, and it was a pretty significant mm-hmm. amount of money, and I was like, I don't know if I'll ever get to, like, have this much production time
right.
or these many special guests. I mean, like, 'cause I paid all of them again. Right. So, like, it wasn't a cheap album to make, mm-hmm. but it was funded. So I was like, well, I want to have one album where I'm like, that is, like, the album that right. I made that I'm proud of. And then whatever else happens, happens. But, you know, Neutral Milk Hotel?
Mm-hmm.
That album, the In the Airplane Over the Sea, is my mm-hmm. favorite album, and I feel like it flows really well, and that's why one of the big reasons I like it is there's kind of like this arc.
Yep.
It's important.
Story in and of itself.
Yeah, so I'm glad you noticed that, because there was a lot of thought into, like, mm-hmm. making it feel like a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. a, yeah.
You know?
Well, no, see, I was teaching, and I loved teaching, and I had 15 students, and I performed locally, and everything was great, and I actually remember thinking, like, I love my life. I'm just going to appreciate it for right now, because you just never know. Like, I had a beautiful office right by Lake Superior, so I would look out, and it was just, like, gorgeous. But ironically, so I won the Tiny Desk, and then we decided to tour, and then a month after we left, they closed that office building. So, like, it's nothing's permanent anyways, but I could probably teach if I wanted to, but I really like doing this, and I don't think I have the energy to do both of them at the same time. I don't know. It's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might do it, but I don't think I could.
So how many years was it? When did you, 16? Is that
it was
when you went?
March of 2016, yeah. And then we actually started touring in October of 2016.
So you've been on the road a lot.
Just
you've
for
seen
two,
a lot of places.
The last year. Yeah, I think this is 43 states now.
Wow.
And then 7 countries or something like that.
What's
so.
Your takeaway from that much travel and that big of a change? Like, is there something that, like, you that changed, like a perspective that changed from seeing so much so quick? In just a couple years?
Well, that's one thing I want to do is, like, write about it, because I feel like I haven't totally processed all of it yet. I mean, because we're just still going. Mm-hmm. But I guess a couple of the things is, like, you realize how interconnected and, like, how well-intentioned and, like, supportive the music community is all over. Like, it's a web that you don't see unless you step into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, my goodness, like, people... Like, I met this band in Texas, and now we're going to do a show together in this city, and, like, or this, you know, like, we started going back to towns, you know, because mm-hmm. we've been on the road for 2 years, mm-hmm. and, like, a couple of, like, I can think of 5 or 6 people that became real friends, like, who would go to the shows, but then we'd talk afterwards, and now I, like, look forward to seeing them when we go back,
mm-hmm.
and so the world feels a lot smaller than it did, mm-hmm. And also just more supportive. Like, you hear all this negative news everywhere,
right?
And I know that that's reality too, but there is another, like, side of the coin, which is that people are really, like, generous with their time and
right.
and their energy and support, and music would, like, not run if it wasn't like that. But mm-hmm. you don't realize, you think it's all when I was not touring, I guess some part of me felt like it was probably very competitive out there, and maybe there is some of that, but it hasn't been my experience. Like, I feel like it's a lot more supportive.
I agree. And the more, that's part of our experience with this show. Because, as you know, when you're out touring, you don't always meet up with other musicians because mm-hmm. you're working and
yeah.
they're working someplace else. But just the experience of us getting to work with all these amazing musicians who have come through our show.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that you...
Oh, it's so valuable to me.
Songs, I think that's really neat that you actually learn a couple. Do you do that always?
Yes, we always do that.
Do you enjoy that? Like, we don't really ever ask before. We just kind of some.
We don't
want our feelings hurt, but because we know what it's like to be on your side, and but we thought it's something that other people aren't doing a lot of in their shows. You notice that it's not as much that, it's more just people come on and do their thing. So we wanted to try to do something that was a strong suit for us, and because our band, we do a lot of, Martha plays a lot of styles, and then we also do a lot of. Like we do a church, this all kind of came out of a church service we did where it's like Americana string.
It's all secular music.
Cool.
And we do
two new songs a week.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like, and we've done it for a few years. So we kind of started to build these chops of stepping into that position. And we did a little concert series through it. And then, but no, so we, yeah. So you don't find it too, it's fun to kind of walk in.
It's fun because you're really good at it. I think it would be stressful if you guys weren't good, but you're really good. I mean, like, honestly, because, you know, like, you sit in with various people, and sometimes it just depends on how it goes based on how good people are just kind of going with the flow. And you obviously learned it for real ahead of time. You're not, like, winging it.
No, we have rehearsals, and we...
Yeah, which you make it fun, because then it's like, oh, this isn't actually that different than when I play it with my actual band
right.
in Minnesota. But it is different, and that's what's fun about it. It's not the same exact...
Yeah, some arrangement. Changes.
Yeah, it's cool.
And really, this is like, because this is a little bigger show than usual. It was a lot of fun working on your like, especially Bound by a Thread with all those people on stage. And
I know it's
nobody can really be in charge. It's like this organ. It becomes this organism after a while, which is very fun. That's a fun feeling,
and
isn't it?
It just felt so good on stage because everybody clearly cared.
Yeah,
a lot, just, and we were all looking at each other and listening.
And, yeah. No, it's a really cool idea. I mean, I did this once with a band in the Czech Republic. They learned a couple of my tunes. And that was super interesting because we had more rehearsals. So, like, that wasn't a big deal if it wasn't perfect the first time, because it was like we had a whole week to practice. But what's cool about playing with different configurations is, like, yeah, you realize that music, a lot of it has to do with the personality of the musician playing it, or, like, you know, the way it goes down. And so the Czech one was awesome, but it, like, sounded Eastern European. Like, I don't know how to explain. Yeah,
like, you're like, I don't even know how to explain that. Those are
It just
Americans.
Had, like, a different, like, and then the harmonies were in these accents, and it was just, like, really cool, but also really, like, whoa.
That would be
and
real, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. And the way they ended it was different because they're more into, like, the big endings, and most of my songs aren't, you know? And so, but I just, like, went with it, because I'm like, well, I'm not in Minnesota. I'm in the Czech Republic, you know? So it was fun. It was really interesting, though. So you start to realize the cultural differences in music, too, you know? We're from, I mean, even our mastering guy, he did an awesome job on the album, but he's from California, and Minnesota music is sort of DIY. And a little more lo-fi. And so we had to have him remaster it once to make it sound more like that, because it was so clean that it was like, this can't be from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because we all have this, like, do
you
know what I mean?
Yes.
So music is, like, different. It also brings everybody together, but it does have these subtle differences.
When you were lost in the woods, you were misunderstood by everyone. You were searching for words, but they came out absurd, and no one heard you, no one heard you speak your mind. They lost the time. Where's your heart? Where's your heart today? Forgive yourself, but don't give yourself away.
That's our show for today, folks. Thanks to all the musicians for sharing your music. This show was produced by Pat Lawrence with assistance from the Reeves Theater. Our background music today was provided by Russell Kelly.
And as always, a special thanks to our home, the historic Reeves Theater and Cafe in Elkin, North Carolina. a home for music in the heart of the foothills. You can follow the entire Reeves Theater calendar at reevestheater.com and also on Facebook.
I was like, maybe we should take out the acoustic guitar. And Al's like,
only if you hate sunshine.
And he's like, if you do that, I'm quitting. And I was like, okay, I guess we won't do that.